Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the My Lowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. The final week of the NFL regular season is coming up. The final game of the fantasy football playoffs in terms of the championship is tonight, Davis. And boy, oh boy, I think it's going to be a good one tonight. We got the Cincinnati Bengals and Buffalo Bills, and I would say a pretty exciting finale for a lot of people who are playing in the fantasy football championship. I'll get to that a little bit for myself included, but some wild endings to yesterday's games. And naturally, I think the NFL wanted this all set up for a showdown. We're going to have the Titans and Jaguars, if I'm not mistaken, on Saturday night, not Sunday night. So even with the one in or out, they don't even get that primetime game on Sunday night. But I think it sets up for a fun finale this week.
I mean, yeah, like this game that we're going to have tonight is absolutely massive, because if the Bengals win this game, I think they become, well, I would say they have a good chance of being the one seed, but actually they don't, because it's the Chiefs get to play the zombie Raiders next weekend. Although I guess Jared Stidham looked, you know, he looked a little bit better than we would have thought of, forcing overtime against the 49ers, ends up throwing the interception at the end there. But I mean, week 18 is going to be nuts. We have Patrick Mahomes needing to get the one seed, and he's 429 yards away from the all-time single season passing yardage record. We have win and you're in for the Titans and the Jaguars. We have the 49ers needing to win as huge favorites to draw live to the one seed. Like there's a lot going on next weekend. So yeah, it's going to be, I think, an awesome week 18.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm looking forward to it as well. Let's get to our headlines here on the show, and we'll talk some fantasy football championship, of course, throughout. Congratulations to those of you who have won. Those of you who need tonight, like myself, we'll get to that in just a minute. All right. So the New England Patriots, they do stay alive in their chase for the final playoff spot. They win and get all kinds of help last night. So Dolphins are in big trouble, obviously, with injuries to their quarterbacks. Teddy Bridgewater, broken finger, Tua in the concussion protocol, could be the end of the line for them, although they are favorites this week against the Jets. 49ers in a crazy game against the Raiders win in overtime in Las Vegas. They needed a field goal at the end of the game. It was missed, and then they got an interception in overtime. They ended up winning there. Mike Evans is the fantasy football hero. If you had him yesterday, I'm guessing you won over 207 yards and three scores, as the Bucs do clinch the NFC South. So Tom Brady playing back in the playoffs. I can close my eyes, Davis, and dream now. It's going to be Saturday night. It's going to be Tom Brady playing against whoever they're playing in the first round for sure. And the Packers blew out the Vikings with their fourth straight win, as Green Bay looked a few weeks ago left for dead, Davis, but their defense has been really good. And, you know, the other thing that's been really good is they finally found the secret sauce on their running game, where it's Aaron Jones and it's Dylan, and they're just going back and forth. And even the third guy they brought in looked pretty good too. You know, at this stage, to win the Super Bowl for the Packers, probably impossible, but the way that they are running and they look really good doing it, you know, certainly I think that I do think they'll probably win and advance to the playoffs, because Detroit, as good as they played last week, I'm just not sure they're going to be able to stop them. Maybe we will get a competitive game. That's going to be Sunday night, probably. They haven't announced it, right?
I think that is going to be Sunday night. But, I mean, the Packers actually, I mean, it's, I guess it is a win and you're in. But they're, I mean, they're huge favorites against the Lions. And, yeah, I mean, it's been a good streak for them. I mean, I certainly am not taking them seriously for making the playoffs. Like, they've stunk in the playoffs each of the last 2 years when they've been really good. I mean, Rodgers back-to-back MVPs, and they have been a very unserious team in the playoffs because their offense is not very good. I mean, like Kirk Cousins, I mean, he just gave them that game yesterday. I don't really think there's any other way to say it. I mean, that was an F-minus Kirk Cousins game. You know, didn't really matter for the Vikings, although it eliminated any chance they had of getting the one seed, because I think they would have seen the Eagles losing and been like, well, shoot, I mean, we got something to play for here. And I mean, what it was 21-3 heading into the second quarter, like just miserable game from Cousins.
Yeah, no, I think so. So what do you think about the way that the NFL has scheduled this out? So as far as what I understand, there's a lot of fans that are going to be really upset with the Saturday games because they put not only Tennessee and Jacksonville on Saturday night, but Davis, they also put Kansas City on Saturday night
as
well.
They messed it up.
Yeah. So why did that happen? Because it seems like the Sunday games, there could be, if I'm not mistaken, Buffalo may end up playing no one on that final week, which affects the Patriots. So the Patriots could have a completely clear path going into Sunday.
They're
going
to walk in. They're going to walk in because so the way, and this is so stupid, like the way other leagues do it, for example, the way they do it in like soccer, the way they do it in the NBA on the final day for a lot of these teams, every game kicks off at the exact same time, right? So there's no scoreboard watching. Well, now, I mean, the Chiefs, I haven't even looked. I'm going to guess the Chiefs are 9.5-point favorites against the Raiders. I would, maybe I'll be way off on that. But basically what's going to happen is the Chiefs are going to win that game. They're going to lock up the bye, and as a result of that win, no one in the AFC playoff race is going to care. Everyone's going to be locked into where they are, and we're going to be treated to a bunch of crappy games on Sunday, which kind of stinks.
Yeah, no, very interesting dynamic how the NFL chose this and basically throwing down the gauntlet.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
But in my mind, Davis, we will not put Jacksonville, Tennessee, even with a win in your in scenario on Sunday Night Football for the last game of the year. I mean, they'd rather put Dallas usually with like no implications on Sunday night. I mean, ratings does tell the story for sure on this one. All right, coming up next, fantasy standouts in the fantasy championship. We will run through them next. We'll also give you some tips for Thrive Fantasy tonight. For those of you who don't have the Thrive Fantasy app, download it. We're going to give you a promo code where you can get involved tonight as well. More fantasy sports today coming up next here on this Monday. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Those of you celebrating a fantasy football championship with us here on the show, congratulations. I'm going to need some serious help tonight to win mine. If not, I guess second place, nothing wrong with that. But nonetheless, let's go through the fantasy standouts from what probably is the biggest week of the fantasy football season, and really the last week of the fantasy football season. Next week, we're not going to see a lot of these guys playing. So let's go through it. Really big story coming out of this as well. Patrick Mahomes yesterday, boy, the Denver Broncos, they did get that covering boost. The coach gets fired, Davis, every time the team covers the spread. The next game, it's like clockwork in sports. I don't know how this always happens, but Mahomes basically just kept Russell Wilson off the field enough to win. Wilson, by the way, probably played his best game of the year. Three touchdowns for Mahomes, 328 passing yards. Jared Goff, no problem with the Bears whatsoever, 255 and three touchdowns. Hey, Tom Brady yesterday dialed it back, 432 passing yards and four touchdowns for him. Daniel Jones with the Giants, Brian Daboll has done wonders for this guy. Four touchdowns, 177 passing yards, and look at those rushing yards, 91 for him yesterday. And then definitely the story of the day was with Carr getting benched. Jared Stidham not just having a good fantasy day, but doing it against the San Francisco 49ers, the one team that you would not expect. And we'll touch on this a little bit later, Davis, in fantasy or reality. But, I mean, I guess I just didn't see this coming. And the Raiders, I would imagine, even though Stidham was sort of like this miracle worker yesterday, I would have to say they're at least a little bit encouraged. It looked like a horrible decision for them benching Carr and Carr leaving the team, but Stidham looked as good as Carr. I mean, I guess that's fair to say, right?
Yeah, I mean, he looked pretty good. I don't know if it looked like a horrible decision. I just think it's like, you know, Derek Carr's been the same guy he's been for, what is this, year nine for Carr, and the Raiders have never been a serious team. They traded two first-round picks for Davante Adams, gave him a truckload of money. They still don't look like a serious team. And honestly, it does feel sort of unfair. Like, what if Derek Carr had played his whole career in the AFC South? You know, how differently would we think of him if he was in the AFC South and he got to beat up on all these crappy teams? But instead, he just happened. What do you get? He got drafted 3 years before Patrick Mahomes, so most of his career he's played in a division that's like literally unwinnable. You know, it's like how many of the guys who played with Michael Jordan would we remember differently if Michael Jordan didn't play? You know, so a little bit unfair on Carr. I think Daniel Jones is super interesting because you got to feel like they're probably going to extend him now, which they definitely did not want to do last offseason. I mean, very rarely do these quarterbacks who start multiple years not get their fifth-year option picked up. So pretty interesting stuff. I think the Giants offseason is one of the more interesting ones to track.
Yep, for sure. All right, let's get over to the running backs where this is like league-winning style here. And Jamal Williams, you know, kind of quiet the last couple of weeks, but boy, he had a great fantasy season in the end. Another touchdown for him, 144 rushing yards and a score as they just ran and threw all over the Bears. It was ugly. Travis Etienne, definitely going to be a hot name in fantasy next year, no question. 100 rushing yards, three receptions, 32 yards, starts piling up those catches, Davis. I think he's going to be a big player in 2023. Christian McCaffrey, what's left to say? He's probably going to be the number one pick again. If you have him in a dynasty league, boy, you are feeling good. 121 rushing yards. He is the offense, 6 for 72. Debo Samuel, by the way, didn't play again. Austin Eckler closes out strong with two touchdowns, 122 rushing yards. And Najee Harris, to me, and I watched that game last night pretty closely, that he looked better than he's looked all season. Maybe it was because it was the Ravens, Davis. I'm not just sure. He was like looking like he was running hard and he was really motivated. I don't know. But 111 for him and a score as Pittsburgh comes back last minute of the game to beat Baltimore. And Lamar Jackson is just getting ready to sign that contract. My gosh, what is he going to make? The Ravens look terrible without Lamar Jackson.
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting you say that because I would say, yeah, they look awful without him. They have no plan without him. But look at the two big quarterback contracts that were given out this offseason. Kyler Murray, immediate L. Immediate. I mean, team misses the playoffs. True. They look like crap. He hurts his knee. And then Deshaun Watson, $260 million guaranteed. They stink to high heaven, too. I mean, I know they did end up beating the Commanders, but they've been awful. I don't think you could not find me one Browns fan that's like, oh, yeah, this was a really great idea to give up all these picks and $260 million guaranteed to this guy. So it's sort of interesting where, like, the last 5 years, all the big quarterback contracts have been huge wins. Like, every team that signed their guy then immediately got better because they did it in such a way and the cap went up. So I'm super curious to see what happens there. But yeah, I honestly, for me, the biggest takeaway is like, dude, just McCaffrey. He is so unbelievable. And it's crazy that you could get him in fantasy drafts this offseason, sometimes even at pick three. I mean, people were taking Jonathan Taylor over him all summer, but even some of these wide receivers, he is a gift when he is healthy, man. He is so, so good at football.
Yep, looks great. Great team going into next year as well. All right, let's do the wide receivers here. Mike Evans, there was a lot of talk about Mike Evans yesterday on social media because most people who had Mike Evans probably not in the spot to play for a championship because he didn't have a great year. But his stats at the end of the year are going to look much better now because he had over 200 receiving yards yesterday and also 3 touchdowns. So we'll have to file that away for next year. Davante Adams, just unstoppable. Doesn't matter the quarterback, the team, the player. 7 for 153, 2 touchdowns, and a huge catch at the end of the game yesterday. Brandon Ayuk also looked great, saving the game for the 49ers with a pop-up in the air. 9 receptions for 100 yards. Amari Cooper closes out with a 3-105 and 2 touchdowns. And DJ Moore, definitely much better with Sam Darnold. We saw that last year in the first few games, Davis, and here we are again. 6 receptions, 117 yards, and a touchdown. Carolina played much better once they fired their coach, ironically, and they fired Matt Rhule. All of a sudden, they started playing a lot better. I don't know what Carolina's future is, but DJ Moore is just one of those guys. Kind of reminds me of maybe when Allen Robinson was playing all those years sort of without a quarterback. I feel like DJ Moore's in that same category. He would be a superstar, I think, with a great quarterback somewhere.
I mean, yes, I definitely think he would be a superstar. And what's wild is that he is not having his best ever fantasy season. In fact, last year was actually his best ever finish, 9,300 receptions, 1,200 yards, but only 4 touchdowns. This year, he's scoring more touchdowns. He's got the 7 touchdowns, but weirdly enough, only has 3 100-yard receiving games and not used as much as a rusher. The way they've used him in the past, remember, as a rookie, he was like crazy as a rusher. He averaged like 15 yards a carry, kind of like Cordarrelle Patterson or whatever. You got to say, Craig, the most astonishing thing to me was not a fantasy wide receiver standout, but a guy who's not on this list, Justin Jefferson. How many fantasy championship teams had Justin Jefferson? He led the league in fantasy points the last 3 weeks of the season, so all the playoff weeks. You get to your championship, and you're like, all right, Justin Jefferson, I'm just going to pencil in 32 fantasy points there. He was blanked. I think he ended up getting 1 reception in the end. But, man, I mean, how absolutely brutal would that? I was not in any of these spots where my championship team was Justin Jefferson, but if I did, I would be so upset. I mean, that is horrible, man. It's kind of like what Josh Jacobs did to people. You get to the playoffs just because you took Josh Jacobs, and then I think he got like 33 combined points in the playoffs, like just brutal.
Yep, it happens. That's the luck factor in fantasy that you can't quantify for sure. All right, let's go to the tight ends now, and we'll start off with the top tight end, who was Trey McBride. He had 7 catches for 78 yards and a touchdown. I don't know anyone that had that coming. Mark Andrews finally bounced back, probably too late for teams with him, 9 for 100. Brock Wright had 3 catches for 13 yards and 2 scores. Hey, Darren Waller shows up on the list for the first time all season, maybe? I don't know. 3 for 72 and a touchdown. And then Colby Parkinson had 5 receptions, 36 yards, and a score.
So McBride, kind of interesting because I imagine he's a guy who's going to get drafted a good bit next year. He was drafted in the 2nd round by the Arizona Cardinals. Zach Ertz is out. But big news to me is just like Mark Andrews is still Mark Andrews. We just need Lamar back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
For him, I think.
Yeah, gotta get. I mean, the Ravens need Lamar. I mean, I guess they coasted through, and it doesn't matter. I guess if they win the division or not. Well, they're not going to win the division, I don't think. But you know, to get to this point, to get any further, they got to have Lamar Jackson back, and he's just like sitting on the sidelines. I don't know. Hopefully for the Ravens, they will. All right, Thrive Fantasy coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Monday Night Football is here. For those of you who do not have the Thrive Fantasy app, you should download it right now. It's free to download. In addition to that, we're going to give you a prop-up opportunity. This is a game of props tonight. We're going to give you five props that you can play on Thrive Fantasy, help you make some money. And in addition to that, if you're a new user and you've never deposited money to Thrive before, this is what you do. Use our promo code SportsGrid. You know how to spell it, SportsGrid. And Thrive is going to match your deposit up to $250 with a 100% deposit bonus match. So use the promo code of SportsGrid and they will match the deposit. You put 100 in, they will match it. And in addition to that, here on the show, here for Monday Night Football, this great game between Buffalo, Cincinnati, maybe the best Monday Night game of the year. We'll see. We're going to match your deposit up to 100%. Doesn't get any better than that. So without further ado, it is time for the Thrive 5. All right, Davis, fun game tonight between Buffalo and Cincinnati. Clearly an opportunity for a potential showdown in the AFC Championship or AFC Semifinals, whatever it is. Two really good teams. I feel like a lot of these Monday night matchups were just kind of like, ugh, game stinks. But hopefully we get a good game tonight, and hopefully the points live up to the billing for sure. Cincinnati's been fantastic this season against the spread. Buffalo, probably a little bit of underachieving, but as we take a look at the slate, what do you sort of see here tonight with when we're picking some of these props tonight?
I mean, well, to begin with, it's hard for me to parse out a rooting interest because a friend of the program, Pat Corain, he comes on with us during the summer. He is right now in first place for $2 million in one of the large field fantasy football tournaments. So I want this game to be very low scoring. I don't think that's going to happen, but that is what I would hope for. But it's sort of hard to tell, Craig, because this game is so important for both teams. The Bills almost assuredly are going to lose the one seed. The one seed is it's like unbelievable how valuable the one seed is now that there's only one bye. They're going to lose that if they lose this game. And the Bengals are going to draw live, but more importantly, they would avoid having to play Kansas City or Buffalo until the AFC Conference Championship if they win this game. So this is like the biggest regular season game of the year, pretty much, in terms of implications of who wins the Super Bowl. So it's when these games are so tight, when the tension is so high, it's like, I don't know, are both teams going to play close to the best, or are we going to be in a Chiefs-Rams Mexico City shootout? Like, it's just impossible to say.
Yeah, should be a good game. All right, so let's take a look at the five props that we're going to review for you in the segment on the show. We're going to take a look at Josh Allen's total amount of passing yards, Devin Singletary's rushing yards, Gabe Davis's total touchdowns in the game, Joe Burrow's passing yards, and Tyler Boyd's receptions. Those five right now we're going to review, and at the end, you'll have five props to choose from, so get ready to screenshot those so you can use those in the game. Davis, let's get started with Josh Allen's passing yards. 265.5 on Thrive tonight. If you go over that, 95 Thrive points, under 105.
Yeah, I just really like the over here. I mean, the interesting thing about Allen is that his results tend to kind of be more binary. Like, he's not gonna, I don't think he's gonna miss this by like 5 yards either way. It's like sort of like either it's a game that the Bills end up controlling, and he has multiple games this year with less than 200 yards passing, which I think, you know, thinking about the Bills one seed high flying passing attack, you'd be kind of surprised by that. But obviously he's got a bunch of games with over 300 yards. He's got multiple 400 yard games. I am taking the over here because I actually think they're going to ask, the Bengals are going to try and get the Bills to throw the ball and do a lot of double coverage on Stephon Diggs and be like, all right, Cole Beasley, you want to beat us? Gabe Davis, you want to beat us? Like the Bills' second and third wide receivers have been huge weak spots all year, and I kind of think that's going to be the Bengals' game plan heading in here.
All right, so first of the five props will be over on Josh Allen's passing yards. 95 Thrive points. If you get signed up tonight, again, use the promo code SportsGrid, 100% deposit bonus, up to $250. Of course, we have Devin Singletary to review, Gabe Davis, Joe Burrow, and Tyler Boyd. Now, let's get to Devin Singletary. Davis, his total rushing yards tonight, dead even, 100 points either way on 50.5 rushing yards going into this evening. Which way do you go?
Yeah, this feels a touch too high for me. I mean, Singletary has beaten this a couple times and has beat, I mean, he beat it last week against Chicago, but he beat it last week against Chicago, who are playing like this. I mean, their defense is so bad. It's like a preseason team out there. He beat it on 12 rushes, 8.8 yards per carry. Don't think he's going to average 8.8 yards per carry here. But what's more interesting is the team has been leaning more on James Cook. The last two games of the season have been James Cook's highest snap shares. And I think that in these really competitive games, in these games that really matter, it's kind of hard to rely on Singletary, who is just like the most average running back. And he's not bad, right? He's not bad. He's just very average, just kind of gets what's blocked, whereas Cook offers a little bit more explosion. So I'm on the under here for Devin Singletary's rushing yards.
All right, so there you go. 2 out of 5 thus far. Over on Josh Allen's passing yards, under on Devin Singletary's rushing yards. We'll review Gabe Davis, Joe Burrow, and Tyler Boyd. Now, Gabe Davis, hard for me to root for this guy after the season that he had, to be honest with you. But I will in this case. A total of 1.5 touchdowns against the Cincinnati Bengals. And my gosh, if he scores, this is a pretty good one. 120 Thrive fantasy points on the over, meaning he scores once, you get 120. If he doesn't, you get 80. Which way do you go?
Yeah, so for this one, I think I am a little bit more forgiving of our friend Gabriel Davis than you are, who, yes, super disappointing season for him, right? We thought he would, you know, we thought maybe they would kind of be like T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, right? Two really great wide receivers for the Bills. It's not that way. You know, in the end, 45 receptions on the year, but he does have 800 yards. He has scored 7 touchdowns. And I think the discrepancy here is just too wide. 120 points for the over, 80 points for the under. And by the way, I would guess that most users on Thrive, Craig, are with you. You know, they're like, I drafted Gabe Davis in the 4th round. He stunk. I could have had all these other guys. I could have had Breece Hall. You know, I could have had all these other great players. And instead, I'm stuck with this guy who I don't want to start. I'd rather start Richie James than Gabriel Davis at this point. But I do like the discrepancy for the way the points are awarded here. And also, I just kind of have a feeling that the Bengals are going to tell the Bills, like, hey, Stephon Diggs is not beating us tonight. Gabriel Davis, Isaiah McKenzie, one of these guys, that's going to be who has to beat us tonight. And I think Davis will get at least one touchdown.
All right, so our first three props, we've got a couple of overs and one under. Over on Allen's yards, under on Singletary's yards. We've got over on the 1.5 touchdown, which means Davis says he's going to score tonight. Now let's get to Joe Burrow. His total on Thrive Fantasy, 270.5 passing yards, which he usually goes over in spots like this. Night game, over is 90 fantasy points. Under is 110 on Thrive Fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, this was the easiest selection for me. I really don't imagine that Joe Burrow is going to head into, I mean, this is literally the big, well, I guess it's not the biggest game of his career. He did literally start a Super Bowl and did win an AFC Conference Championship game. But this game, like, it really cannot be overstated how important this game is. I think that taking overs on a lot of Joe Burrow numbers is probably the right way to go about things. And sneakily, I think heading into the year, a lot of us assumed the Bills defense was going to be really good. It was very good last season, but they've had a bunch of injuries. And I mean, some of these, you know, games that they've given up have not been to like good quarterbacks or anything like that. So I think that the Bills defense is a little bit more suspect than anticipated. So I think Burrow, I mean, honestly, I think he can get to 300 tonight. And I mean, the other thing about taking Burrow is it's kind of like taking Drew Brees overs back in the day. Like, yeah, you know, Drew Brees, he does a little shuffle pass to Alvin Kamara. Kamara runs up the field 80 yards. You get all those points. Same deal for Ja'Marr Chase. Like, Chase can just catch the ball 5 yards away and then just be gone, right? I mean, that's like what he does.
All right, let's get now to Tyler Boyd, whose total is 3.5. In terms of his receiving yards, as we close it out with the Burrow over, the Gabe Davis over, the Singletary under, Josh Allen over. Boyd's total receptions, 3.5 tonight, 100 points either way on Thrive Fantasy. 100 if you go over, 100 if you go under.
Yeah, so Tyler Boyd, weird season for Tyler Boyd. He's had a couple big blow-up games to start the year. He had 8 for 155 and 1 against Atlanta. That was kind of one of the big Burrow games. But the last couple of weeks, Craig, he has been not even playing full-time snaps. You know, that was kind of one of the things about the Bengals is they just played those three dudes, but they've been playing this guy Trent Irwin more, and I don't see that reflected in this price. He only played 51% of the snaps against New England last week, and that was with Hayden Hurst out. So I am going under here on Tyler Boyd.
All right, so now, finally, get out your phones, your iPads, your devices, and screenshot, because here are the 5 props that you can use tonight over on Thrive Fantasy. We got them all for you right there. Josh Allen on the over, Devin Singletary on the under, Gabe Davis, 1 touchdown, Joe Burrow over 270.5 passing yards, Tyler Boyd on the total amount of receptions. So there you go. Use those. Also use our promo code. If you download the Thrive Fantasy app, we're going to give you a code, SportsGrid. Just type it in. Whatever money you deposit, up to $250, will be matched 100%.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You put in 100, they give you 100. 250, 250, it's as easy as that. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Before we get to Fantasy Reality, make sure you're following us on social media on Twitter. That's at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread. A lot of you were engaging over the weekend in the NFL, but even more so on Saturday night. What an incredible semifinal college football we got. By far the best since they started this thing several years ago, Davis. You had Michigan and TCU just smashing each other in the face offensively, constant scoring. Incredible game as TCU, 7.5-point dogs, wins that game outright. And then you had another great game between Georgia and Ohio State. So that one I was right about. Ohio State did give Georgia a battle right down to the end. I got to be honest with you, Davis. This is one of those situations I was trying to explain to my son. I was like, I mean, this poor kicker. I mean, I don't know. I felt so bad for the kicker on Ohio State. I know in the end you got to make the kick, and it was, you know, relatively doable for him to make it, but I don't remember even his name, but it's gonna be really hard.
Jake
for
Ruggles.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard for him for a while, Davis. Like, that's just one. You don't get a do over there, you know.
Here's the thing, though. Yeah, I mean, obviously terrible for him. He's gonna see that kick going about 90 yards to the left every night before he goes to bed. But why don't we blame the guy who made him be in that spot? You have CJ Stroud. He's playing literally the best game of his career. It's like this dude can't miss a throw. Every time he drops back, one of these guys, or what, doesn't matter if it's Fleming, doesn't matter if it's Igbuka, because Marvin Harrison Jr. is out at this point. Cade Stover is out at this point, but it literally didn't matter. I mean, these dudes are wide open. Stroud is hitting every throw. And what do? You call it a horrible, I mean, this draw play that they call on first down. Ryan Day lost that game. There's no other way you can say it. He did not put his team in a position to succeed. Who settles for a 50-yard field goal? Like, this is not, I don't know. That's the type of stuff that just drives me crazy about watching football, is when these coaches are so conservative. I don't know. That's just so bad, man. So bad.
Yeah, and some people feel like maybe that was a wake-up call for Georgia. I know they're going to be big favorites against TCU, but I don't know. I think we may get a good championship game. At least I feel like it's pointing toward that. By the way, we have 5 bowl games getting ready to start in 15 minutes from now as well. So stay on the grid all day long. Scott Farrell will have you covered for that. I'll have you covered as well coming up on Newswire a little bit later this afternoon. All right, time for some Monday edition of Fantasy or Reality. All right, once upon a time, Tom Brady, we all assumed, was going back to the New England Patriots when he was a free agent, and then we learned that he was leaving and went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the New England Patriots were going to have this starting quarterback by the name of Jared Stidham for a few months. Then all of a sudden, Cam Newton came to town, and Jared Stidham didn't really get a chance to play, didn't look that great in the preseason, and then we haven't heard from this guy since. He shows up on the scene yesterday for the Las Vegas Raiders, slinging the ball around to everybody. He's finding Devontae Adams just as good as Carr did. All of a sudden, Darren Waller's back in the picture as well. This is a really good San Francisco defense. Now, in the end, the 49ers got him. Picked him off at the end of the game, ran it back. I don't know what to expect in the future, but that's why we play this game, a fantasy or reality. Jared Stidham, fantasy or reality, will start for an NFL team, Davis, in game one of next season. He's an opening game starter for a team next year. Fantasy or reality?
Yeah, no chance. I would say sub 5% is Jared Stidham starting week one. Now, if we change this question, if we change the wording around to will Jared Stidham start a game at all next season, I would flop that the other way, and I would say almost like 95% certainty he is going to start a game. I mean, Craig, look at the list of guys who have started a game at quarterback this year. It is like you just would not believe some of the guys that we have seen out here. You know, I mean, Cooper Rush started a game, Brock Purdy going crazy, Colt McCoy, David Blau in yesterday off a practice squad, Josh Dobbs making his first start in the NFL ever. He graduated college in 2016. Think about how long ago 2016 was. Josh Dobbs making his first start this last week. PJ Walker, Bailey Zappi, Brett Ripien. I mean, basically, if you are on an NFL roster in week one, you can just say, like, I don't know, I got to be 50-50 to get a start at some point. It's really insane. So I got fantasy for week one, but reality over the course of the season for sure.
All right, so I am going to go the other way. I'm going to say reality. I'm going to say that someone is going to look at those starts, Davis. I have seen this before in the NFL, maybe a little bit before your time. Jay Fiedler with the Jacksonville Jaguars throws for 400 yards. Remember him? All of a sudden, Miami Dolphins signed him. He's a starter for 4 years. I know of another guy. You know what his name? Matt Flynn. This guy's going to be better than Russell Wilson. The Raiders signed Matt Flynn. He doesn't get to play in the NFL. Davis, all Stidham needs to do next week is go out, throw for 250 yards and 2 touchdowns, and some team is going to let him battle it out in camp and give him the opportunity to start. Here's the other part of this, Davis, why I say reality. I think in theory what you're saying is right, but there are so many teams that are going to need a quarterback next year, and I'm not even including, like, Kyler Murray may not even play for the first 6 weeks next year, too. Somehow, if you can play quarterback for 2 weeks in the NFL, you get a shot. And I think Stidham is going to get a shot. I don't know if it'll be successful or not, but too many spots opening that need a guy. I got reality. Stidham is a starter for some team game one next year. All right, now, fantasy football championship. It all comes down for me tonight. But Davis, who plays, I'm guessing, in a lot more fantasy leagues than I do, can easily answer this question. I'll give you my scenario coming up. Fantasy or reality, you will win, or have won, a fantasy football championship this season, Davis. We all love it. We all play it. It's a little melancholy for us here as we're coming to an end of the fantasy football season. Good times for me because fantasy baseball is coming. But fantasy or reality, Davis. Davis Maddock, the genius of fantasy football here on this show, the guy that I go to for my information, drafted Albert O. No, I'm just kidding. All right, fantasy or reality?
High scoring tight end of the main.
We didn't even do him. I can't believe we didn't have him in our.
Yeah, come on. Yes, reality. I have one. I actually already won wrapped up last night. 16 team keeper league. Won that one by a lot. Best team in this league by a ton. I mean, Craig, you know the deal. These people. They love running backs too much, and I never take running backs. I never spend any picks on running backs, and I always end up fine because you just got to get 40 points a week from your wide receivers. Actually, funnily enough, in that league, traded away Mike Evans for Aaron Jones because that's how hard up I was at running back, and ended up working out. And I have two more that are going to be up in the air tonight, a $1,200 Dynasty League on the FFPC. I need a lot from Joe Burrow in that one. I think I need 31. From Joe Burrow to win in that one, we'll see. And then another one that is pretty well wrapped up. But I got to be honest, Craig, cards on the table, this was not my best year of fantasy football. Depending on how things go tonight, I will probably end up overall net down money for like the first time in a long time in fantasy football, which, hey, it happens. You know, it's just one slate, but did win a couple championships, but not my best year ever.
A lot of this is luck for sure. I started off great. Lamar Jackson, Gabe Davis after week one. I'm flying high in one league. I'm out in that one. I get to the championship. Here's my scenario. I'm down 17 fantasy points, and I have Ja'Marr Chase. And if I just gave you that, you'd say, ooh, you know, you probably have like a, you know, 40% chance of winning this thing. But my opponent has T. Higgins. So I need one of those games like last year, Davis, where Ja'Marr Chase was the man and T. Higgins was zero. And I need, which happened a lot, by the way, last year. This year hasn't been as much. Higgins has been much better. So I just need Chase to go nuts. I got the right matchup, I think, here in Buffalo. I think I got some points coming here, but I'm going to need a big performance. So probably I'm going to say reality. I'm going to win tonight. I'm going to think optimistically, but if I lose, I'll be right back here tomorrow still for the end of it. But down 17 points, I think.
You're not dead. You're not dead. I will say you're not dead for sure.
Not dead. If this was last year, I would have a 50-50 shot because that's how good Chase was. Higgins fell apart at the end of last year, but Higgins more active as we've seen this year, and nothing against Higgins. It's just Aaron Rodgers running in a touchdown hurt me, and then Adams' last catch, which was almost in, that hurt me too. I feel like if I was down 8 to 10, I'd be okay, but it happens. It's fantasy. Okay, so New Year's comes naturally. We do or do not have New Year's resolutions. And for a lot of people here on January the 2nd, some people on the 1st, they stick to them, and by the 2nd, they're gone. You know, it could go either way on these. So we will ask you, Davis, to start. Fantasy or reality? I don't even know if you have any New Year's resolutions, so we'll get to that. You will stick to your New Year's resolutions this year. And we're going to go with like 3 months New Year's resolution. I think, if I'm not mistaken, you had last year a couple. I think at least one, I think I remember.
Yeah, I'm a big resolution guy. I'm a big, like, you know, I'm going to really dramatically change my life overnight type guy. And I would say this last year, best I've ever done, right? Like, actually, like, huge habit changing. Gym every single day, 6 days a week, did it for a year, gonna keep doing it. My big resolution this year, though, is, so I changed the physical activity, changed the exercise, but I haven't really made any efforts on my diet. And so that's my big resolution this year. I told my wife, I said, I'm gonna weigh 159 pounds for at least one. And keep in mind, people don't know this watching the show, I'm very short. like 5'4". So that is a healthy weight for me. For a grown man, that sounds small. For me, it's fine. For at least one day, right? Because then once you do the work to get there, once you've done those habits, once you've changed your diet, you're cooking this, you're you know, not getting, putting sugar in your coffee, whatever, that does itself. I will say, because I, for the first time ever, 2022, I stuck to my resolutions for a whole year, and I'm gonna do it again. So I got reality.
Yeah, this is reality only because I really don't have any serious resolutions this year. The only thing that I sort of made a commitment to, and I don't spend a ton of time on social media and doing that, but was sort of as far as Marlin stuff and baseball stuff, was to take a little bit of a step back from just like constantly worrying about, on reporting on it, what the next move was going to be and what the next trade is going to be. And I would say that I'm still very much engaged, but did cut back and, you know, had a resolution at the end of last year, Davis, to stop doing as many podcasts as I was on it. But I would also tell you, full transparency on this, is that a lot of it is monetary value. And just sort of scaling back to say, if I'm not getting paid on something, or if I'm not making money to do something, it has to be something I really love to do, Davis. So, I think that was, and I'll stick to that. I mean, the thing is, for me, is I don't know why, but it is easy for me to do. Exercising like you, I do it every day, so not something I have to scale back on. And so that's kind of it for me. And I know that, you know, baseball is coming, spring training is coming, but a lot of it is pivoting over now to taking my son to these things as opposed to being there to cover it on a daily basis. So I don't think much will change for me. So I'll say reality. I will stick to those resolutions. All right, we got to take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll come back and wrap it up with the fourth grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As always, we wrap up with some short commentary. Let's see what's on the mind of Davis Maddock as we enter the year 2023. Here's Davis with today's Sports Grid 60.
All right, well, I'm going to end with the MVP race because I think it's fascinating. I mean, obviously, Patrick Mahomes is the huge favorite right now, but the Bills win tonight with a huge effort from Joe Burrow. You know, let's give him 400 yards and four touchdowns and a win over the one seed, having the team draw live to the one seed. Well, then I think Burrow is going to, I mean, obviously he's going to take a huge leap. I don't know if he'd become the favorite, but then it's going to end up super close. Although Patrick Mahomes only needs 429 yards to tie, 430 yards to break the single season passing yardage record. Who do they play next week? The Raiders, the zombie Raiders, as I have been calling them. So that is going to be super interesting. I think most of the time the MVP is like pretty well decided. I mean, who knows? Maybe Jalen Hurts goes absolutely nuclear in a game they need to win in week 18. I think this is like a pretty exciting NFL MVP race, and we haven't really had one of those the last couple of years because the voters just decided it's Aaron Rodgers.
Living in South Florida, my timeline is usually South Florida sports. So you can imagine Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Gators. But this time it's the Miami Dolphins. And Davis, this is going to go down if they lose to the Jets, even if they beat the Jets. But let's just put it out there. If they lose to the Jets, this is one of the more epic collapses in NFL history. I mean, this was a team that was, what, third or fourth for odds to win the Super Bowl 2 months ago. They've basically lost every game since then. Clearly, part of it because of their quarterback being out and Tua Tagovailoa. And this week, possibly no Teddy Bridgewater, who has a broken finger as well. They've had a collapse like this before in the 90s, but when you're looking at things in the NFL, this does not happen that often. Miami has to beat the Jets this week to at least avoid that part of the embarrassment. They're 3-point favorites on FanDuel right now. That'll do it for our show. Thanks again for watching. Thanks to all our producers, LPN, Graphics Department, for Davis on Craig. See you soon. Bye.